Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So I guess in a lot of places right now, it's kind of rainy and windy, and maybe more so rainy and windy than it is here in New Hampshire, where everybody's freaking out about this hurricane, which was described this weekend on weather.com as terrifying.
That's the Frankenstorm, I believe they're calling it.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's big, like it's really wide or whatever, but...
But it's a one.
Well, yeah, it's a Category 1, so it's the weakest category of hurricane you can possibly...
What we call those in Florida is a storm.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to laugh at anyone's plight, because there are people out there who are experiencing flooding and or...
Right. In New York, they're not used to it up here.
Yeah.
Where Florida, that you know, you're just kind of built for hurricanes... Battery Park in New York City is flooding. Try to imagine what it would happen is if there was 2 feet of flooding on Manhattan Island. I don't know how what the highest point is in Manhattan.
Can't be that high.
But it can't be that high, right? So if it's already flooding on Battery Park, and there's you know that battery is 5 or 6 or maybe 8 feet above the sea level, then they've had a bit of a rise. Now I don't understand why there's a sea level rise. Where does the extra water come from? Does the hurricane push the water down in the middle and it all just runs over the edge of the bathtub? I mean, I don't know, but
yeah, I'm certainly not a scientist, so I can't really comment on that. But I am from Florida originally, as are you, Mark and Julia. You spent a few years there as well.
It's hard to be anything but cynical about storms when, you know, hurricanes.
I know, and I feel bad. Florida,
specifically from Sarasota, Florida, which has never had a recorded hurricane. There's never been a hurricane in recorded history in Sarasota.
So but isn't Boston, that recorded history only like the last 100 years
yeah,
or
that's
something?
That's right. So Boston has had more hurricanes than Sarasota has, at least as far as recorded hurricanes go. So you have it's very easy to be jaded about hurricanes being from Sarasota, Florida. Because there's never been one there, but you hear about them constantly. And every other town gets a 5 mile groove dug through it by some some hurricane, and it does nothing to where you are.
Well, I went through a couple of serious hurricanes. I was on the east coast of Florida for most of it, and I'm still cynical about hurricanes up here because, I mean, the last one, which I guess was bad in Vermont.
Yeah, I mean,
there was significant flooding, buildings destroyed by the flood.
Right, and they were just really old buildings that obviously were not equipped to handle such natural disasters. But
a flood is going to mess you up. I mean, there's no really equipping your building to handle a flood. You know, once that water comes in, you've got a problem.
Not in a place with the basements. I mean, you can't really put a house on stilts and have a basement.
Yeah.
Well, the last one, I didn't lose power at all. And I remember they made a really big to-do about this one. Or that past one. This one, I checked the wind speeds, and it said, 33 miles an hour. And it's like, oh, okay, so it's a storm. Okay.
Well, it was 75 miles an hour.
Here in Keene, I mean.
Oh, you're talking about the last time that it hurricane.
No, here today.
Oh, right. Well, the hurricane's nowhere near here, but it is going to be, if it does swoop up this way, it is certainly going to have been slowed down by that point. But even when it was being called terrifying over the weekend, it had 75-mile-an-hour winds, and I'm like, this is 1 mile an hour over the tropical storm designation.
You know, I was up at the top of Mount Monadnock once in the middle of winter, and there was a guy with I think it's a barometer that measures wind speed, and they were 70 miles an hour. So I've been up on the top of Mount Monadnock.
I don't think it's a barometer that measures
Well,
wind
whatever
speed.
It is that measures the wind speed. He had one up at the top.
It's a wind speedometer.
Yeah.
Yes, whatever it is. I don't claim. I didn't have
a gustometer.
But either way, the winds were 70 up there. So I've been up at the top of Mount Monadnock in the middle of a snowstorm in the winter and had the winds that fast and survived.
It's really not about you. It's about your stuff when it comes to these things. And consider, Ian, that you live on a very small plot. I've already got 3 trees down. I mean, they're down. Trees blown down. This isn't cynical or jaded or anything. It's trees that have fallen down.
Yeah.
Real-life trees. If one of those trees fell down on your house...
Or your truck or
it's
wherever.
It's pretty hard to be cynical about that, right? Like, the only storms that count are the ones that damage your property. Okay? All the rest of them are just dumb storms.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, you're certainly welcome to tell your story, 855-450-FREE. It's probably too early to have the real kind of bumbling government FEMA stories of, you know, government coming in and making things worse than they would otherwise be, as happened after Hurricane Katrina, for instance, with, of course, the Army Corps of Engineers there totally blowing it when it comes to their water control systems or whatever they had up there. The levees were breaking, that sort of thing. So we don't have any stories like that at this point. At this point, it's just the, hey, people are getting flooded and it's natural disaster time. And I don't want to be, I don't want to take lightly what's happening to other people, which is why I feel bad when I feel cynical. Like, I feel cynical towards the storm, but on the other hand, I know people are suffering and that's not cool.
I hear it, and I feel cynical too, and I've got 3 trees down on my property.
But you want to take those trees down anyway, though, so it's like, no,
not all of them.
Like, for me, I respect that there's people in certain areas that are going to be affected by this, but, like, I work in an office, and everyone was complaining all day about how the office wouldn't shut down, and it was like, are you in any danger, or do you just not want to be here?
Right, and my son's school, such that it is, it's 3 hours a day or something like that, some small school, was shut down because, hurricane! Somebody said hurricane, and they shut the school down. Really, is what it came down to. I mean, there's nothing occurred yet. I suppose.
Well, the governor declared a state of emergency, and he said you shouldn't even be on the roads.
Well, the roads are covered in little sticks. I can tell you that. So it's a little tree trimmer, I think, is what they call it.
Yeah, I don't think that's any reason to stay off the road.
So statistically, when it comes to the worrying about a storm doesn't really make much sense. Being prepared for a storm makes some sense. So what you should do is you should have some stored food. You should have a way to get some water, whether you store it or have a pump on your property. You should have those things already. Like, not today. You should have them already.
If you go today, you're probably going to have a real tough time finding that stuff.
And likely, the storm's not going to affect you individually. It's likely just going to affect, it's going to affect other people. Statistically speaking, it's likely to affect other people and not you. But it's good to be prepared because sometime, in some storm, that other person is going to be you.
Or sometimes, that other person could come to stay at your house or something like that. If you are in a better shape than that other person who is maybe a loved one, they need somewhere to stay. It's nice to have a little bit of extra food on hand for that, too.
Yep. And, you know, a savings account and all that other stuff doesn't really do you any good when you're sitting there in the dark. It's nice to have a generator and things like that.
This is true as well. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, again, if you've got any weather-related stories you feel like sharing with us, you're certainly welcome to do so. Presuming you can, call us on your phone, whether you're, if you're right in there, the heart of where this storm is touching down. And it looks like it's slamming into Washington, D.C. I just took a look at the radar moments before we started the show. It pretty much seems to be making landfall right over the D.C. area. So if you're down there and you feel like sharing, 855-450-FREE. Otherwise, we got other stuff to talk about here tonight, including a story I mentioned briefly Saturday night, but we didn't get into the details. It was the top story on our website at that time, as voted by listeners like you at freetalklive.com. From Cherokee County, Georgia, CBS Atlanta reporting the parents of a 16-year-old suicidal boy spoke only with CBS News' Wendy Salzman after their son was gunned down by a police sniper in Cherokee County back in May. Lisa and Nick Messina said their son was killed at the hands of officers that they had called for help. Oops. According to the parents, Andrew Messina had a bad day at school, and the pressure was so overwhelming, he grabbed a gun and threatened to kill himself. Lisa Messina called the cops in desperation, hoping an officer would come talk to him. But what arrived was an army of deputies, an armored tank, and a sniper. We would be still sitting here today if it weren't for that very, very aggressive act that he made of ramming a gun and a pistol straight through a glass door at our officers, said Cherokee County Sheriff Roger Garrison on the day after the shooting. We'll tell you more here about this story in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a major lesson to be taken away from this one. You can take control and tell us your story. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Good day, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,10.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,52.87, $8,76.44 for a half ounce, and $4,38.22 for a quarter ounce. $17,52.87, $8,76.44, and $4,38.22.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you to bring up what you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. Mobile site is available. You go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and you will find links to our broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. Also, some software that you might be able to utilize. If you have an Android phone, we link right into the software that you might want. In fact, we probably should dig up some kind of streaming software for the iPad or iPhone.
because there's some bad news. The Liberty Radio app has been discontinued, unfortunately.
Really?
You didn't get that email, Mark?
I didn't know why.
Yeah, there. I guess what happened was the guy who was developing it decided that he just didn't have time to work on it anymore, and so... And also, I guess he didn't want the government to come after him or something like that, and so he's pulling it down.
Hmm. So why pull it down? I mean, why not just leave it up?
That's what I asked, and the response was that it requires some sort of a custom XML feed to operate the software properly. It's just, it was too detailed. Like, it was a really good piece of software.
Mm.
I never recall that. I don't have an Apple device, so I don't have personal experience using it beyond just grabbing somebody's iPhone once and kind of messing around with it. But it was, you know, really detailed in that you could click on different LRN shows and get their podcasts. And so it would have required a continued upkeep. And unfortunately, he's just not able in a place right now in his life where he can do that. So I had to pull those links down. And so we need to find, I guess I should put this out on like Facebook and Twitter. What streaming app do you recommend for the iPhone or iPad? Feel free to send that information our way on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll work on that. But the mobile site's there, and if you've already got the something that can stream on your phone, you can just click the listen links, and it should immediately start working for you. Go to mobile.freetalklive.com.
Can he not make it open source?
I suggested that as a possibility. He said he's considering it.
Okay, good.
So we may see its return at some point in the future, but as of now,
that'd be interesting.
Not happening.
Yeah, you know, I mean, today's a really good day to do the live read for strategicsurvival.com. This is a book. It tells you all kinds of survival scenarios, among them weather-related survival scenarios.
You notice somebody had taken it from the LRN.FM studios here tonight. Maybe they were trying to prepare for the hurricane.
Could be. I don't know whether anyone has taken it or not. I don't see it in the LRN studios in the spot that it has occupied over the last...
Well, I didn't do any cleaning over the weekend, and so it wasn't me.
Yeah, you're my first suspect, I can tell you that. You know,
I think it's a testament to how useful the book is.
There are a lot of people that are going to be wishing that they had the information from that they acted upon the information from Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com already, because the big storm's coming, and it's going to, at this point in New Hampshire, I know that more than 100,000 people are without power.
We haven't even been hit by anything yet.
I'm sorry, man. You can be all cynical as you want to be about this storm. The power's out for 100,000 people.
Market,
and it's not coming back on.
Controlled market. Agreed. Fail.
Agreed. Absolutely. The giving a monopoly to a company to provide electricity means that you're going to have substandard service.
Yeah, they'll get it when they get it.
They're not
fix it when they fix it.
They're not going to send the linemen out in this weather because it's too dangerous.
Well, they'll send them out to fix the rich neighborhoods, usually.
Maybe. They say that they're not going to do it at all.
Hospitals, police stations.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the rich neighbors already have their
they have generators.
Generators running.
Right.
You know, I got mine out. I'm ready to go. I'm not rich.
Well, hopefully we'll last through the show here tonight and be able to continue broadcasting tomorrow. While we do have a generator on site, that doesn't mean that the internet providers or telephone companies' generators are working. There was one time when the power went out, and all my appliances were working fine here in the studio, but the two internet connections were wonked.
Yeah.
So we should be able to stay on, because hopefully the ISDN line's on a different circuit. Anyway, go ahead.
StrategicSurvival.com. This is the information you need for situations like this. Make fun of the survivalists if you want. They're ready for this storm. StrategicSurvival.com.
All right. So we're talking about a disturbing story out of, let's see, I don't even know where the hell this is happening. Cherokee County, Georgia. CBS Atlanta reporting on a 16-year-old who was suicidal after a bad day at school. Grabbed a gun, threatened to kill himself, and his mom called the cops. We'll tell you more about what happened there in a few moments. But first, Lauren is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Lauren.
Yeah, I'm in the heart of the storm, man.
What's happening?
How's it going out there?
It's windy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go outside.
Is there flooding?
No, not yet. I know there's flooding in the city, but I live outside the city. So.
Where are you in New York?
Westchester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that upstate or is it just outside the city?
Yeah, it's just outside the city, literally.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it sucks. I just saw a police vehicle drive by. So it looks like they're controlling everything. I know that they deployed the National Guard to Long Island and stuff.
Now, when you were saying you can't go outside, what does that mean?
It's too windy, bro. I can't even open up my screen door.
I don't know if it's that windy. Come on. I mean, the storm isn't even touching down in your area. It's touching down in D.C.
I'm telling you, I can't open up my screen door because it the screen door gets thrown around.
Well, I watched a video a few minutes earlier that had, it was in New Jersey, and it was, because I was laughing with somebody I worked with about, you know, when they take those videos and they're in the weathermen are in the storm and they're like blowing away and, you know, they're holding their hat on and they're reporting in the storm. And we were laughing at that. So we went to find one, and there was one in New Jersey. And it, I mean, the guy, you know, it was pretty windy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it. Anything else you want to share about your experience?
Nothing else, really. But I know that it has everything to do with this weather program that Obama's running.
You had to take it to a conspiracy, didn't you, Lauren?
Listen, he has the
What's the weather program?
You know, okay. By the globalists, to try and make money.
Okay, so this is the conspiracy theory where there's a radio transmitting device of some magnitude in Alaska. It's called HAARP.
It's spelled with two A's.
Two H-A-A-R-P. And you believe this is controlling the weather.
Well, listen, in the 70s, right, the UN... called together all the countries and stuff and outlawed weather modification and warfare. I mean, that's on record. And that was in the 70s.
So?
I know that they have programs. They have computers and stuff that can control the weather.
A computer can control the weather. So how do they do that? Do they punch in some commands into the computer and then it transmits a certain pattern or something like that? Can you explain that to me?
Probably or something.
Yeah, so you don't even know what you're talking about.
Lauren, let me ask you about this.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
No.
Lauren, let me ask you about this.
You're just making crap up. Go ahead, Mark.
There's the what they call the Great Hurricane of 1938. Did Franklin Delano Roosevelt have a giant wah-wah machine in Alaska then? Or was that a legitimate hurricane?
Don't patronize me, bro.
I'm asking you a question. Okay, now, like, some weather has to be legit, and some of it has, even in your world, some bad weather has to be legit, and some of it has to be made up, right?
I don't know. I wasn't around during that time. I don't know when they had this.
How old are you, Lauren?
Technology.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Okay, so yeah, he actually hasn't been around. The HAARP program has been around longer than Lauren has. It was established back in 1993. Lauren, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This whole HAARP controls the weather thing.
All the hurricanes after 1998 are made up by the government.
Ridiculous. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you'll ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include listening options, live streams. We've got those. Radio options. We've got over 110 stations coast to coast on FM and AM satellite. We're there too. Although, actually, tonight you may not be hearing the first hour of the show on XM satellite radio because we have been cut back, as has happened previously.
Oh,
I explained this on Facebook, Twitter, and our email list today, and I'll explain it now. If you are an XM subscriber and you want to hear Free Talk Live...
But we're cut back, right?
Yeah, all 3 hours.
You're explaining it on the hour that we're cut back?
Good point, yeah.
You need to explain this at the 8 o'clock
hour. Should explain it later on.
God, it's a good thing I'm here.
Let me talk about that later. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
You should listen to me, and the listeners should listen to me. I've been telling you about manventureoutpost.com for years now, or at least many, many months. Well, you should have got your gear from manventureoutpost.com
already. It's a good camping supply.
You know, your survival gear, everything you need, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com, and they've got it at the best prices. A good friend of mine is big into this survival and outdoor gear stuff, and he's actually sitting in the studio here showing off his manventureoutpost.com tactical flashlight that he got, and it was the cheapest he was able to find. His claim is that, you know, everything he's ever looked at there is always the cheapest at manventureoutpost.com. And by cheap, I mean less costly, because we're talking about the name brands here.
So it's still a good product, then.
That's right. Well, it's made by the name brand, yeah. So it's as good a product as the name brand manufacturers produce. They've got ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, knives, boating equipment, whatever you need. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. And use coupon code FTL. And get an extra 5% off. Coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
Fine idea. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue with your calls here in a moment. But just a little bit more on this silly idea. The one, at least it's an idea with no real backing whatsoever beyond just the claims of paranoid conspiracy people about this HARP program. We've had people calling for years about this, and just for our listener who was on the line a moment ago in New York,
He said it was Obama's program. No. This program has been around since the early 1990s, so it's certainly not something that Obama put into effect. It's just been around for a long time. They do some kind of radio-ish experimenting up at the HARP facilities in Alaska, but there's no evidence that, nothing that's persuaded me that this is in any way affecting any weather anywhere in any sort of conceivably controlled manner.
Well, I think the government would want to control the weather if it could, right?
Well, there certainly have been cloud seeding projects.
But you don't think the government would control the weather if it could? If it could build a giant building?
As I said, there are such projects.
I'm asking you, if they could build a giant radio tower building thing that would control the weather, do you think they would?
Yeah, they've got the money. Absolutely. And they've got the desire to control, sure.
So they would. The question is, can they? And or are they? So if you look at history, and you can find out how many hurricanes have been happening in given years, and you sort of aggregate them out. Some years have more hurricanes than others. This is Hurricane Sandy, which means that we're, working on 17 named hurricanes this year, mm-hmm. I guess. I haven't heard about any of the other ones, but, they've got names, apparently. They didn't just toss out Sandy for nothing. And so, you look at the years. Has the last decade had more hurricanes in it than previous decades? That would be some information to know.
I think that a lot of people tend to, when they think about climate changes, it's really easy to say, hey, the last few years have been a lot colder than they used to be, but you don't have the perspective to think about that correctly. You're not actually sitting down and looking at a chart that has, say, the temperatures or the natural disasters over 100 years.
That's
true.
You're
just remembering the last 5 years.
And your memory's pretty subjective anyway. Look, that's true. But even if you did have the stats in front of you, even if it was true that in the last 10 years or 20 years, let's say 20 years because it's been around for about 19 years, the HARP program,
mm-hmm.
Let's say that even it was pretty clear, like this last 20 years, there's been more hurricanes than there were the 20 years before that. That's still just correlation. It's not causation.
It's correlation, but it's at least something to correlate. Right? At least at that point, you've got something to correlate.
But there's no evidence that that HARP was in any way, shape, or form the cause of that. None whatsoever. So, and then don't forget, there's the other conspiracy theory surrounding HARP. Because whenever you have a secretive government program, people will all come up with all kinds of ideas about it. So the other one that is popular is that HARP's controlling people's minds. No. This whole weather control thing, that's not what's actually going on. It's actually that they're trying to control your mind. They are brain warping you. They are, twisting your mind and your thoughts with this transmitting device in Alaska. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, there's certainly, I think, twisting or maybe helping people form certain thoughts in, like, government schools, for example.
That much is true. That's
not with
no
a transmitter, just with lots of indoctrination. Yeah.
What does the government need a giant mind-controlling device in Alaska for when it has a public school system?
Yeah, exactly right. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mike listening in Texas. What's just, I guess it's sexier, right, to know some sort of governmental secret or to, purport that you know that secret.
Sounds crazy to me.
Whereas the government schools is, just tyranny and brainwashing right out in the open. Mike, you're in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I wanted to talk about unemployment, but now I feel a real desire to help defend Lauren because, many times I've listened to this show. I'm an amper, and I think that in the big picture, Free Talk Live is a very important part of my life. I listen 7 days a week, every single night.
Yep.
And this is the thing. When people call, if you guys are very quick to say what HARP isn't, why don't you tell us what HARP is then?
I don't really care. It's some government research facility in Alaska. I mean, if there's some evidence that they're actually controlling the weather or controlling people's minds, I'd be happy to look at the evidence. But thus far, all I've ever heard are the claims of people on the phone.
High altitude oral resonance project. Now, when these planes, you guys have heard the quote conspiracy about chemtrails too. That's aluminum sulfide and barium sulfide, which
are. And there's plenty of websites debunking the chemtrails conspiracy, which are ridiculous.
Right, but see, many people will listen to your show and say, man, these guys sure push the police state an awful lot. And how many people are out there saying, man, the police state is just a big conspiracy. It's really not happening.
But there's evidence. There's plenty of evidence. There's no shortage of evidence. What evidence is there that that HAARP is controlling the weather?
Well, I guess that you got me there, Ian. I don't know if there is any solid evidence. I know that there's a lot of speculation and there's a lot of stuff on the Internet that would lead certain people to believe things. I mean, it kind of makes sense to me. Don't you ever wonder what all these satellites are? You know, it's just about heating up the atmosphere. It's not about making
satellites.
It's about controlling hot and cold fronts. With hot and cold fronts, if you can control those, you can do just about whatever you want with the weather. That's all weather is hot and cold.
So you're saying that the HAARP project is about heating the atmosphere, or is it satellites that are heating the atmosphere?
The antennas, from what I've read, they do it magnetizes the atmosphere, which heats up the metal particulates that are in the ionosphere from all the chemtrails and stuff. That's what I've heard.
So then there should be a nice little warm spot over Alaska then, right?
Well, there was a real bad warm spot all across the Midwest. I mean, I drive across the Midwest, you know, twice a week. And, you know, the corn's only 3 feet tall this season, you know. It's half of what it was last year.
Correlation is not causation. I mean, you've got no evidence whatsoever. I mean, if there was actually something persuasive out there about this besides some crackpot website, looked like it was written in 1997 with flashing text.
That always, by the way, if one is going to put out a conspiracy theory, one should have a good-looking website, because this is what really makes the difference. When one has a website that looks, you know, that I don't know how to describe it, but what everyone knows what an old
like
website
1996.
Looks, you know, rainbow letters and blocks. And bold and stuff like that.
How about you guys check out Silent Sound Red Spectrum? Quadruple S, that it's in everybody's flat screen TVs now if you want to talk about mind control.
It's Silent Sound Spread Spectrum?
Yes, quadruple S.
Stand by, Mike. If you had more, you can hang on. 855-450-FREE. Bring up your conspiracy kook theory.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Getpreparedexpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Getpreparedexpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I'm laughing because I was looking at.
Pretty much because you're a jerk.
No, because it's funny. Silent Sound Spread Spectrum is what Mike told us to look into here, and he's still on the line. We're going to get back to his call here, but I just pulled up one of the websites about it as I was going on the air and opening the microphones up. And at the top of the website, it's got basically all of the search terms that this person wanted to put on their page. So they're not hidden or anything like that. They're not at the bottom of the page. They're right at the top. So there's like a humongous paragraph of search terms. And then below that is the text about the silence sound spread spectrum. Just to give you an idea
it's
of the...
It's a pretty crappy website.
Let me give you the idea of... just a quick idea of the kind of search terms that we're talking about here. The Reptilian Brotherhood. That's one of them. Alien Shift. Assassinating the Illuminati. The Serpent Cult. Extraterrestrial Revelations, Reptilians, Interspace Ritual, The Wicked Plight, Hitler Electro Vibe.
What?
That sounds kind of like some kind of dance music category.
Except for the Hitler part.
Yeah, right. the psionic field.
Hitler's a bad name for your band,
yeah.
Kids.
Extraterrestrial Resource, just to give you a little sample there. That's I've only given you two lines worth of what is approximately 80 lines there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can bring up anything that you want. You know, we were talking about serious issues like the cops murdering a 16-year-old teenager who was suicidal, and we can continue that story. But now we're into the really important stuff of just absolutely unbelievable conspiracy theories, and we'll continue that here in a moment.
SACL CAI is involved in a conspiracy to get you help you collect your money. They are a company that handles accounts receivable, and if you have a business and accounts receivable is trouble for you, SACL CAI can handle it. The principals over there, Jason Osborne and his father, Mike Osborne, are big supporters of Liberty and big supporters of Free Talk Live. You can find out more by going to freetalklive.com and clicking on their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Actually, I have to take it back. I was completely wrong about this. The website that I was reading you what I thought were search terms are actually menu items. So you can actually click on each one of these, and it will take you
That's
to a page about
better.
It. So one of them is Arnold Schwarzenegger a Jew or a Nazi? Apparently, this is one of the big questions.
I've never asked myself this question at all.
So Mike is back with us here in Texas, and I'm sorry, Mike. I'm a skeptic, and I don't mind looking into a lot of these things. I have looked into a lot of the conspiracy theories, and what I find is usually a bunch of hypotheses. And he just dropped off.
Just dropped. Shoot.
So I find a bunch of speculation, a bunch of hypothesizing, and no real evidence whatsoever. But the real, I think the real conspiracy is the conspiracy to waste your time.
Yeah, I wonder about this. I don't think it's a conspiracy, but one has to look at it from this standpoint. If somebody makes an outrageous claim, I have no obligation to believe it. Their obligation is to prove their claim. And so, you know, whatever that claim might be, it should be considered ludicrous until you can, in some observable, quantifiable way, prove it for yourself. Every claim should be considered outrageous and unacceptable until it, you know, one can prove it to oneself or someone else can prove it to you. And I, you know, the HARP thing and whatever this website's talking about.
Silent sound spread spectrum.
Hitler resonance and alien autopsies and things like that. I got no obligation to believe this and just generally don't. Mike, if you had trouble with the phone, you can always call back if there's some kind of drop. But generally we only take one call a night. But if there's some kind of technical difficulty, and I suspect there'll probably be a lot of them in this weather, you can always call back.
You know, and I'm glad Mike's a Free Talk Live amplifier, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And, as you pointed out, I think it was on the Sunday show, Mark, I don't know where it was, but you pointed out recently that hopefully the reason you're amping the show is to get the ideas of freedom out there to the general populace. We're not going to agree with you on everything.
No, we can't. And, how could one person possibly agree with another person on everything? And so, therefore, should you pull away your support based on that? I mean, we've talked about this in the past before, because some people will get up upset because we don't agree with them on one issue. But, you know, I mean, if you've got a wife or a husband, you don't agree with them on every issue. You don't leave them over it.
So, in this case, the silent sound spread spectrum we were told to look at, I've looked at it here. I mean, obviously, I've only spent the break looking at it.
I only need to hear the menu items, and I'm done.
It's just another conspiracy, basically suggesting it's supposedly newer technology that is another way of subliminally sending you some sort of message. Whether the message is to tell you to obey Mitt Romney or Barack Obama.
It's not working, because I watch television.
Or the message is telling you to go buy Tide detergent at the store.
That's not working either. I don't think we buy that at my house. Maybe we do.
Yeah. Whatever the messages are, there's no proof that this is actually going on. The only websites that actually have any evidence or any claim of evidence of this are the kook sites, which are just absolutely ridiculous and unbelievable. And sorry, there's going to need to be some real significant evidence. They claim that there's some company out there that has, you know, this patented technology, and that the technology is in every single video display device that is manufactured today. But this company cannot be found.
So all you have to do to get around it is go buy yourself an old cathode ray tube television and watch that. You know, Ian, this is why I haven't been affected, because I had an old TV from, 1997 or something like that, one of those big giant internal display things, and it just broke down. So we're going to be getting a new television set at my house, or we're not watching any right now. We don't ever really have one. We've got a tiny little 13-inch cathode ray tube thing. And so then you'll find out. Then we'll know that I've turned into a mind-numbed zombie, supporting Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. Well, no, what happened?
So here's a simple explanation for you, Mark, from a YouTube video, Silent Sound Spread Spectrum Mind Control Explained. There's a freeze frame here that I imagine there's some kind of an audio track to. Let's just see, randomly play this here and see if they can explain it for us. All right, so here we go. From
mind control, this is how it works. Very simply broken down.
I love this.
This almost sounds like brainwashing. Like the way that he's talking at you in this kind of monotone way.
I'm not going to hypnotize
you to that. I'm not going to subject you to that any further. But it says here how silent converted to voice FM hypnosis can be transmitted using a voice frequency modulator to generate the voice, in quotes, then pulsed microwave voice to skull for distance and cover. Makes sense, right?
No.
No. Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, little diagrams here and explanations. Look, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't believe it for a moment. I don't think that it's mind control rays that are keeping me up till 8 in the morning playing as PlayStation 3. I think it's just the quality of the program that I'm interacting with and the same thing, you know, television's been around for a long time, it's been addictive for people for a long time.
You know, if you put that little box with flashing lights and pictures and colors in it, I mean, and you're standing in a room, you're going to watch it. It doesn't mean it's shooting rays at your skull. It just means it's interesting. I mean, somehow humans like those things.
Right. We've gotten better over time. The people that are programming these devices, the people that are creating the shows and the movies for the various different television channels have gotten very good at their craft. I mean, if you look at commercials today, I don't really have television. I don't have any kind of...
You have a television.
I have a television set, but I don't have cable television.
Right.
I don't have the 24-hour channels coming into my room.
You get that free-to-air.
So. I have free-to-air, that's true.
But you don't watch it because it's horrifying.
No, I watch it sometimes just for fun because it's neat to watch the international channels just because they're so interesting. But just as far as like the standard ABC, CBS,
have you ever watched
Fox,
it without smoking pot?
I've smoked plenty of pot in my time, Mark.
No. I'm asking you, have you ever watched the free-to-air satellite channels?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So anyway, my point being, I don't have the major broadcast networks. I don't have the AMCs, all those.
My point is, you could save a lot of money on cable if you just smoke pot.
But pot's a lot
more
of money.
Expensive than cable.
I don't know.
Yes, I would say that's true.
Anyway, Mark, I don't know where you're going
$25?
With that.
Maybe
back
really awful
to
weed.
Talking about television programming. So it's gotten a lot better over time, and the stuff on free-to-air is not anywhere near as good as the major broadcast networks. But television programming has gotten very good, and they've tested it out. They know what works. Television commercials are very funny. They're very well produced. There's a lot of money that's poured into them. It's just good production. It's just solid, good technical work. Good soundtrack, good editing, good directing, good acting. I mean, good offers. These are what motivate people. It's not someone speaking in invisible sound waves that are resonating with you, your skull. I'm sorry. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And let's continue here with your calls in moments. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and this is Free Talk Live. And even if Pepsi was out there doing this, and Coke found out that they were, do the two different competing messages, how does that work exactly? What if people are sending you conflicting subliminal messages? What happens then? It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.